הכנה לשיעור, מה זה? זה בדיקה.
Preparation for the lesson. What is it? It's a scrutiny. Am I worthy to be here among the friends? Am I worthy to hear our Rav? Am I worthy to read the writings of the Kabbalists? That is the scrutiny, the check. If I am ready, ready to incorporate in everything that we hear here, this scrutiny, do I see the friends as great? This is the scrutiny. If I can forego my self-love, I can annul it. For the benefit of all the love of the friends, this is a scrutiny if I can hold this lesson in my heart until the next lesson, until the end of correction, every lesson like this. We're constantly in scrutiny. If I am ready, have faith, if everything. We're coming closer to the Congress. We're in its opening. And the success of the Congress, it depends on our preparation. How we prepare our hearts. How we can break the stony heart and turn it into a heart of flesh with all the emotion and love and self-annulment. How? Who can say, I am ready? This, I swear, in front of all the friends, I swear in front of the entire group, in front of all of Bnei Baruch, I do not leave this path until we don't reach the end. I swear, L'chaim, friends, L'chaim.
כותב הרבש.
רבש writes,
האדם,
a person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results, meaning, so the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him.
האדם צריך להשתדל לעשות.
A person must make a great effort before he comes to learn, so that his learning will bear fruit and good results, meaning, so the learning will bring him the light of Torah, by which it will be possible to reform him.
סדנה פעילה ראשונה.
Active Workshop 1. What is the effort that we need to make before the study? Again, what is the effort that we need to make before the study?
The
effort that we need to make is first to come here ready, as we heard not just once, that we need to get up earlier to prepare our mind and heart for the lesson, to ask ourselves, why am I coming here? Where am I? Who's managing me? With what do I come to the lesson? All these questions that a person asks himself are very good to ask.
The effort we need to make before the study to be in that same wholeness that we are all connected in one circle, as one man in one heart, and the upper force that connects us.
And to ask, why am I here? Really to take a moment to ask myself, why am I here? And to try to reach an answer where it is that I'm not here for myself.
Yes, a large effort to see a different perspective than mine. But I want to see my friends.
Gabriel writes, to think about the intention to bring contentment to the Creator, and that we ask for the success of the friends, connection with the ten. And I'll add, an effort is always in how we can add to the love of friends.
The effort to see that we have received a privilege from the Creator and a gratitude that in the lesson we want to return this back to Him through our connection, through the friends.
Yaakov is writing to us, efforts of connection with the friends in the heart. I will add that it is written that the heart learns. So we should try to be in that same one heart that we wish to give to the Creator, and we try to learn how to be like Him.
Yes, the effort is to prepare the heart, to aim it in such a manner that all my efforts, all my thoughts, everything that flows through me, it's all for a demand for the friends, for the Creator to help him, to help them in order to give Him contentment.
Rabbi Sulam writes, the student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in His guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to pay you in the reward for your work. Again, Bala Sulam, the student pledges prior to the study to strengthen himself in faith in the Creator and in His guidance in reward and punishment. As our sages said, your employer is liable to pay you the reward for your work.
Active workshop 2. How can we be strengthened and bestow? Again, how can we be strengthened and bestow? Active workshop 2.
The way we can strengthen each other is in the importance. To be in bestowal is only through the example that we provide each other, with the openness of the heart that we request in our desire to come closer to each other.
We have to build such an environment that will always influence me with greatness of the greatness of bestowal, that we will have senses for this, confidence, the ability to convince our will to receive that this is the only way, and it's preferable over everything else.
How can we strengthen and bestow? We need to care about the deficiency of the friend. It should be primary to me. I exist for them.
Gavriel
writes, not to agree about thoughts on myself, to turn to the Creator to request to be a tube for the friends. So, when you want to strengthen yourselves, you usually think about what muscle groups you need to work on, what exercises, but here we're talking about something outside ourselves. And we need to think about how to truly ask for this force of connection, for the friends, that I am making an effort and the force, the power goes to them.
The only strengthening I have is that I sit next to you.
Yes, to strengthen and bestowal is to strengthen in the 10, where there we can truly make exercises on bestowal.
Yes, to strengthen in bestowal first means that we need to feel that we are receiving, and then we can invert ourselves, and only the Creator can help to bestow through the friends, through the Torah.
Yaakov writes to us, this that we speak about the importance of bestowal, as now, as such, the importance to connect grows and strengthens the quality of bestowal. It turns out that only by this that we are impressed from the friends how much this quality is exalted and important. And this, to this extent, we strengthen. But in order to take consideration of the friends, to be impressed from them, we need to invest in them.
We strengthen in bestowal by increasing each time the demand for the friends, the demand in that we want the Creator to help them. Like that, in such a way we become a pipe toward them, and then we gain more and more strength, and in such a way we increase the bestowal.
We open our hands one to another. We search for our mutual support, and we are looking for the Creator to save us.
From Lo Lishma we come to Lishma. Meaning, with all the means possible, we try to make an act of bestowal in the society, in the ten, and we start getting impressed by one another with examples.
I feel a cold, cold breeze from somewhere around. I try to run, I try to hide. I can feel a light that will guide us home to the place, to the other side. Keep your heart wide open and love will reach your soul wide open. It'll save you on your way wide open. I know it's the only way. Wide open, and the light will forever stay inside. Love guides the way. I know alone I fade. I need someone around to fill my soul.
The stars, they shine only in the night. If I could only care, maybe I could make it right.
Keep your heart wide open and love will reach your soul wide open. It will save you on your way wide open.
When I start to fall
and I can't hold on, when the way is lost and there's nowhere to run,
when love can be denied
and every door is closed, to the place, to the other side. Keep your heart wide open
and love will reach your soul
wide open. It'll save you on your way wide open.
I know it's the only way
wide open. Keep your heart wide open
and love will reach your soul.
Save you on your way, wide open. I know it's the only way.
Prayer of the Friends. Dear Creator, thank you for all your deeds. We ask to be strengthened by adherence to the books and to the great teachers and in faith in you. And ahead of the great and very important convention, we ask that there will be in our hearts a real deficiency to be a conduit, to bring light and remedy to the world, and give you contentment.